Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 208 for Friday, January 2nd. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Friday after a staggering drop in the Canadian dollar saw it lose around a full cent against its American counterpart. The loonie is currently at a six-year low. Canola was up $3 to $4, with the most active March contract up $3.30 at $443.10 per ton. Canola enjoyed some support from Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures, while commercial demand has been steady. A lack of technical activity and light volumes left canola open to choppy trade. Sizable losses in the U.S. soy complex limited the gains. Canola is also feeling pressure from the looming harvest of the large soybean crop in South America. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all lower. Soybeans were down 16 to 17 cents. Due to fund liquidations and a stronger U.S. dollar. The March contract for soybeans stood at $10.07 per bushel. Foreign buyers have begun to purchase up future contracts of soybeans in South America, which was bearish for U.S. values. Some analysts project the South American crop will be over 100 million metric tons. Soybeans appear ready to test the psychologically important $10 a bushel level with their recent downward action. Corn was 1 cent weaker, with the March contract at $3.96 per bushel. There are concerns that demand for U.S. corn will be impacted by the strength of the U.S. dollar. On Friday, the USDA reported that the net total of corn sales in the U.S. totaled 895,000 metric tons. That is down 46% from the previous week. Ethanol production is expected to decrease sharply as gasoline becomes cheaper. However, the USDA did report that Japan did come through with a purchase of 210,000 tons of new crop corn. Wheat fell 8 to 9 cents with the March contract in Chicago at $5.81 per bushel. Many traders who have been long in the market liquidated their positions. They did so as new countries have stepped in to fill a supply shortage out of Russia. As well, damage to the U.S. winter wheat crop appears to have been largely overstated. Analysts are also weighing future supply demands due to the strength seen in the U.S. dollar. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, January 2nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.